The United Nations Refugee Agency reported last year that more than 65 million people have been forcibly displaced around the world. That's the highest figure in recorded history, and the rhetoric surrounding these refugees continues to become more and more contentious.
So, two University of Arizona researchers are launching a new study to learn what drives refugees' decisions of where to go when they flee their home countries and what kind of effect refugees have on the countries where they end up. And the show's Lauren Gilger spoke with one of those researchers, and she joins us now. So, Lauren, are they looking at the security risks involved in countries accepting refugees?
They are, though when I spoke with Alex Braithwaite, one of the researchers on this project, he told me that he suspects that the prevailing narrative about refugees is probably wrong. They'll be going to Lebanon for this project, which has received about 1.5 million refugees to spend some time in those communities. And they want to find out whether refugees are the perpetrators of violence in these countries or if they are more often the targets of violence. So Braithwaite studies what are called conflict processes, how violent conflicts break out and how they spread. So when I spoke with him about this project, I started by asking him why he wanted to study this and why now.
My interest more broadly has been very much on how violence spreads between locations. There's been a long-running debate about the role of refugee communities and in particular the opportunity that refugee communities provide to violent actors. So there's been a long-running debate about whether these communities are related to violence in any particular way. Given the current situation, we find ourselves with the worst refugee crisis since the end of the Second World War. It seemed pretty natural for me to expand my interest in how conflict spreads to look at refugee flows in particular.
One of the things that I think is really interesting about this is the decision to leave and when refugees tend to make that decision. Is that something you're going to be looking at?
That is. That's absolutely an important part of it. So what we're hoping to do initially is to tap into the case study of Lebanon to ask individuals quite specific questions about whether it was violence or the ongoing civil war in Syria getting close to their home that caused them to make the decision to flee, or whether they made that decision alongside other members of their family or local community. In a global setting, really, we know what the push factors are. We know that people leave their home countries because of ongoing violence or the threat of persecution by their government. What we know less about is how they make the decisions about where to go. So if you're in Syria, do you just go to the closest border, be it Jordan or Lebanon or Turkey? Or do you actually make decisions not on the basis of geography and what's most local, but instead do you make decisions on the basis of where other people are going at the same time?
So one of the things I think is missed a lot in the conversation about refugees is that the vast majority of refugees are never resettled, right?
Yeah, absolutely. I think the numbers are pretty clear from the UNHCR that somewhere in the high 80s or low 90% of refugees remain in the country that they first arrive at. From a technical perspective, what the UN is doing is once somebody leaves their home country and arrives in typically a neighboring country, the UN starts its process for determining whether that person should be treated as a refugee, whether their situation was severe enough that they need that designation. And at that point, they start looking for resettlement opportunities in a third country. But the reality is absolutely that perhaps 90% of individuals that gain the designation of a refugee remain in that first country.
I wonder, it is an official designation, but I wonder, are there official ways in which people go about this? Or is it just like at a certain point you say, I have to get my family out of here, and so you just go to the nearest place?
Yeah, so I think, you know, these decisions are going to look quite different for different individuals. Our expectation is that there's really two different populations that are leaving conflict zones. So early in the Syrian conflict, there were individuals that had some wealth that were able to fly and therefore avoid entering Lebanon, Turkey, or Jordan, that went straight to Western Europe or North America to try and then seek asylum and some sort of refugee designation. But the vast majority are sort of forced into making a split-second decision to go locally.
So looking at this on such a grand scale, like you said, this is such a massive refugee crisis right now internationally. I wonder, do you think that refugees right now are vastly misunderstood?
I think it's safe to say that there's a misunderstanding about, for instance, the security threat posed by refugee populations. And I think the biggest problem is that we have a little bit of evidence in the political science literature and related literatures that suggest that where refugees flow, there are more difficulties. But I think the misconception is that the refugees themselves are the cause of those problems. The reality is, I think, that any society that's receiving a large number of migrants or refugees adjusts, and sometimes that adjustment period involves a decline in economic growth. Sometimes it involves people protesting on the streets because their social services they think are at risk. But the reality is that there's very little data that suggests that refugees cause meaningful long-term problems, and almost no evidence that the refugees themselves are the agents of any of these problems. They're not the ones engaging in violence. So I think that's probably the biggest misconception.
That's Alex Braithwaite, an associate professor in the University of Arizona School of Government and Public Policy. He's launching a global study on refugees that will investigate why they leave, where they go, and what effect they have on their new communities.
And that's the show's Lauren Gilger. Thanks, Lauren.
Thanks, Mark.